All right, well, we're here with Larry Estep, of course, here on episode 60 on Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. The same network, of course, that I interviewed Paul Mueller with from ABC 6 News and Frank Coletta, Gene Valicente. Let's see, Audrey Himes been on my show, and Frank Capiano, of course.
Yeah.
So, of course, you live in Douglasville, of course, on the intersection of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
What brought you down here to Georgia?
Well, basically a job. I mean, I left Channel 10 in Providence with the idea of coming down here and having a nationwide radio and TV talk show. And it went well for 2 years, but as happens in this business, somebody bought the network and didn't pick up the show, so
really?
That kind of left me out and about.
So now you work for CNN. Tell me, how did that come about?
Well, I mean, I was looking for something to do, obviously. I was hoping to get back into the business, but frankly, at my age, I'm 61 next month, a lot of people just aren't going to hire somebody who's 61. They'd rather have a 20-something or 30-something. And if I were there in their position, frankly, I'd probably do the same thing. So this gig at CNN opened up. It's basically a freelance gig. They call me when they need me. So sometimes I work as few as 2 or 3 days a week. Sometimes, like this week, I work 6 days out of 7. But it's fascinating to be a part of an operation like that. I've worked in local news for 38 years, but network is really something entirely different.
So you're in Atlanta, CNN, of course. Who have you run into? Have you met Larry King before he went off the air?
No, I didn't meet Larry King, but the Wolf Blitzer was in the studio not too long ago, and all the other stars of CNN, Ed Henry, the White House correspondent. We had Deborah Feyerick on today. She was substitute anchoring. So I've met most of the CNN celebrities, most of the CNN on-air people, because I write for them. And it's interesting. Each has a different style. And so you have to kind of write to fit their style. Some like very truncated, short sentences. Some like more flowery language. Some like it very basic. One guy just likes bullet points and he ad-libs the whole show.
Really? So what do you do as a writing process to be a writer for CNN?
The most important thing I do is, you know, make sure we get the latest copy on the air. And this is really unique to CNN and other 24-hour news operations. I mean, we sit down with a format. We know basically what the show is going to look like, but during the course of that show, it changes drastically. So I'll write a lot of things that never make air because they've decided now suddenly we've got a new story we're going to go to. We're going to go live to Libya. We're going to go live to Washington. We're going to do something, insert something that's new and breaking. So a lot of the stuff never gets on the air. So my job is to make sure we have the most accurate, certainly, but the most up-to-date, the up-to-the-second information because it changes constantly.
And of course, before Rhode Island Television, you worked in Texas, I believe.
Yeah, I was at Anchor at KXAS, an NBC O&O. Owned and operated station in Dallas, and that was great fun. Professionally, that was probably the most fun I've ever had. I was a big fan of the TV show Dallas in the 80s when I worked in Rhode Island the first time, and so when I got a chance to work in the Dallas market, I was thrilled. I love Texas. I fly the Texas flag in front of my house every day.
Really?
I wear boots and my Texas belt buckle. I mean, I'm just I have an honorary Texas citizenship decree, and Texas has just kind of fit me personally and psychologically and politically.
Yeah, because I went to Dallas, Texas for the first time last year. It was great over there. Now, you're originally born in Rhode Island?
No, I'm a Miami native.
Miami?
Grew up in Miami, met my wife in Miami, lived in Miami and in Florida all my life until I got my first job at 22 and drove to Pennsylvania.
So your first job was in Pennsylvania. And what part of Pennsylvania?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a small community outside Harrisburg, between Harrisburg and Philadelphia, a lovely part of the country. I would highly recommend it for people who are just looking for a nice, easy lifestyle. If you ever saw the movie Witness, it was filmed in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, with Harrison Ford and some other people.
So now, of course, with you, Rhode Island, you know, is Rhode Island closest to your heart?
I miss it. I miss it a lot. I miss the people there because I made some very dear friends there. I mean, I worked at Channel 10 for 16 years in 2 different 8-year stints, and a lot of those guys are still there.
You worked for Channel 6 for how long?
About 5 years.
And you made some good friends with Pamela Watts.
Oh, yeah.
And do you still keep in contact with Pamela?
I haven't in a while. Ironically, I'm in touch with her husband because her husband and my wife have business dealings. They're both in the long-term care industry, so I'm more in touch with Rich. But I would love to get in touch with Pam. So, Pammy, if you're listening, give me a call.
Now, do you still keep in contact with Frank Coletta from NBC 10?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I stay closest in contact with Jim Terracotta. He was probably my best friend there. And Mark Searles, because I was very glad when they brought him over from Channel 6 to Channel 10. And I keep in contact loosely with a lot of people, but Terracotta more than anybody else, because we've just had a friendship that goes back to 1979, and so we've maintained it no matter where I live. When I was in Texas, I kept in contact with them. When I moved back, and now here in Atlanta.
Now, why not try for one of the stations down here in Atlanta, like for Fox affiliate or NBC affiliate? Why don't you try for one of those?
Well, I have. There have been job openings, but frankly, they're not interested again in somebody who's 61 years old. They're not going to start out with somebody who's 61. They're going to start with somebody who's a lot younger. And I said before, I mean, I understand that. I mean, it hurts me personally and professionally because I'd like to do what I used to do, but I don't see that happening. I mean, you have a shelf life that's only so long at my age, and I just think probably my on-air days are over. I mean, I'm still trying, but I haven't had much luck.
So this is one of your first on-air bits on the DSS TV station and on the Derek Shapiro Show. This is a privilege. You know?
There you go. I'm absolutely glad to be here, and looking forward to the check.
And now tell me, so your last time at Channel 10, how did that fit you emotionally?
I liked it a lot. I mean, I had gone back to be, when I left Channel 6, I was out of work for a while. I had a no-compete clause. They paid me for the entire time, so I basically had a one-year vacation. When I went back to Channel 10, I went as the assistant news director. I decided I would make my jump into management full-time and was content to do that. I liked working as the second-in-command because the news director was always busy doing political things and budget things and meetings, and I pretty much was in charge of the newsroom day-to-day operation. And I enjoyed that a lot, but at one point, an opening came up for a weekend anchor, and my boss at the time, B.J. Fennell, said, "Why don't you try doing this? You know, try being assistant news director 3 days and pick up the Mass Bureau and anchor weekends for the other two." And that was an ideal combination of both.
Sure. Now, of course, you started off at Channel 10 too with Meredith Vieira.
Yes. 1979. Meredith and I anchored the noon news. I was brought in to anchor the noon news with Meredith Vieira.
How long did you do that for together?
Well, only about 5 months, and I think they knew she was leaving. She went from there to CBS.
60 Minutes, I think, too.
No, yeah. She went to the CBS affiliate in Chicago, WBBM, and then they picked her up. They picked her up at 60 Minutes.
With all the speculation, of course, did you work with Matt Lauer when he was on Channel 10?
Absolutely, yeah. Matt and I are still friends. In fact, every once in a while when I go to New York, I'll call ahead of time, and he'll get me into the Today Show, and we'll get in the green room and watch the show from inside the studio. I got a couple of my friends to do that, too, and it was great fun. But he's a great guy, and then looks like he's going to leave Today now.
Yeah, so tell me, the speculation with Meredith Vieira and Matt Lauer leaving Today Show, of course, our good friend Buddy CNC, who was on the Derek Shapiro Show, stopped by New York and spoke to Matt Lauer, of course, you know. With this whole speculation of Meredith Vieira leaving and Matt Lauer leaving, how do you think that would change the face of Today if they both left?
Well, I mean, I think it would decimate Today. I mean, they'd have to look for somebody who are as recognizable as that combo has been over the years.
Maybe so. You, Larry.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm available. If you're listening, I'm available. But I can't imagine a show recovering like that when you lose not just one of your stars, but both.
Do you think both of them will leave?
Well, I mean, that's the rumor. I have no way to confirm that rumor, but it seems like there's talk that Meredith is leaving to take another show, maybe on the Oprah Winfrey Network, and that she's trying to convince Matt to go with her as a team because they're so recognizable from Today. Well, on the other hand, it may just be a ploy for Matt to go back to the bosses at Channel at the NBC and get more money. I mean, they'll pay him a fortune to stay. They're paying him a fortune now. They'll pay him more to
exactly.
keep him.
Now, also to the news talk of Citadel Broadcasting buying out WLNE. What do you think if that happens? What do you think do you think that's going to be good for Channel 7? Or bad for Channel 6?
Well, any change of ownership right now would be good. I mean, the station's in bankruptcy, so it only has one way to go, and that's up. Anybody who's willing to infuse some money into that station, I mean, it puts out a good product. Mm-hmm. We were always so proud when I worked there to know that our show was as good, if not better, than Channels 10 and 12, but we didn't have the audience, you know, and we knew that. So, you know, we basically competed against ourselves. It's a wonderful product. I'm sure it still is, and, you know, if nothing else, just for the competitive nature of the market, it'd be good to have three teams competing as opposed to two. So I hope if Citadel takes it over, they put some money into it and really help bring it up.
Now, you know who might buy Citadel? Did you hear about that?
No.
Cumulus out of Atlanta, who might buy Citadel. So that means Cumulus out of Atlanta will be on Channel 6. So that'll be cool, you know?
Everything goes around, comes around.
Exactly.
I know for the longest time, I followed Dave Layman around.
Yes.
I went to Dave Layman and took a job much like his after he left Channel 10 in Providence and Channel 5 in Dallas. Then I went to Dallas and didn't replace him, but followed him there. Then I came back to Providence, followed him back here, as he did, and he stayed in Providence, and I'm in Atlanta now.
Oh, and also, too, you when Walter Cryan went from Channel 10 to Channel 6, what did you think about that?
I was surprised. I mean,
Tony was too.
Yeah, I mean, I really was surprised. It's one of the things that happens.
Tony Petracca was surprised when I had him on my show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was surprised that when Walter Cryan went from Channel 12 to Channel 6, too.
Okay. Nothing really surprised me in this business because you never can tell what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But I just figured Walter would stay put.
Exactly. Well, I do thank everyone watching Larry Stepa for being part of Episode 60 here on DerekShapiroShow.com, the many faces of Rhode Island, and I'm glad you're checking in, of course. And how often do you go back to Rhode Island, by the way?
Not that often, but I still own a house there, so I'm still a homeowner in Rhode Island.
City?
Barrington.
Barrington, okay.
Wonderful, wonderful school system. Great house.
Yeah,
so I'm going back this summer. We have a wedding of a friend, so I'll be there for a while, and I'll check out Federal Hill and get some good food.
I might be going back in June, so we're going to hook up in Rhode Island, too.
All right, we'll do that.
Well, thank you much. Larry Estepa here.